Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury travel expert, and lifestyle blogger, currently living in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after every episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website at kellyannegorman.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode number 23. I have taken a week off of the podcast. It seems like forever, to be honest with you. Was it 2 weeks? The last one I recorded was the 9th. So last week I didn't record. So a week off. And I've taken a little hiatus from social media on all my accounts, which is pretty insane considering everything I do is digital and online. But sometimes you just need to take that break. And for me, it was for personal and health reasons. And I just really needed to focus on getting better physically, emotionally, mentally, just all around, just get better and figure out what my next step in life was going to be after starting these chemo treatments. So long story short, the reason why I had to take a little hiatus is because I can't come on social media. I can't go on social media and sound like my happy, normal self. I definitely can't come on a podcast, and you'll absolutely hear it in my voice, where I've actually put some podcasts out where I sound miserable. And half of me wants to delete them, but I mean, it's real life, and I talk about my life on the podcast, so I decided to leave them. But long story short, I'm having like the worst withdrawals from medications that I've been on for a year, and some just a few months, but they're so incredibly strong. And besides that, I'm also on new medications that my body has to adjust to. And this is now the third time that I've had to withdraw and get back on something, withdraw, get back on something. And now this is the third week that I've had to withdraw from a drug and get back on something. So it just goes to show you how strong, and I talked about this in my last podcast about how I've been suffering from depression, which I'm telling you is half of it is from going through all of these withdrawals and just being on so many medications in the first place. And every week I'm trying to get off another drug because I just don't want to even be on them in the first place. But some I just don't really have a choice. But anyway, I am feeling a lot better today. The last 4 days were the worst, to be honest with you. I woke up with a small migraine this morning, which is like nothing compared to what I've experienced in the last 4 days and last week. So thank you for all your messages and your concerns. A lot of my friends think that something is so wrong when I just like take a social media hiatus and break and I just write "be back soon" and they're like, "What the heck does that mean?" But I'm coming back and I'm coming back stronger. I just honestly needed to not stress about like one single thing. And for me, it's so hard not to share what I'm going through, not to do a podcast and sound like my happy, normal self, which I hope I'm sounding a little bit better today. But I feel like I'm going through all of this for a reason. And if I don't share it and if I can't help somebody else that's going through it, like what is the point of me just sitting here being miserable? Like I want to share my story so that if anybody else is going through chemo or anybody else is going through you know, having to manage a team of doctors with no pay as like a job and has no choice in the matter to keep themselves alive, or any medical situation, or like literally like anything under the sun having to do with being sick. If they can reach out to me, if I can be somebody to help them get through it, like I know that by sharing my story, I know I'm doing something right. So that's why I'm continuing to share it, because a lot of people have reached out to me, and by a lot, I mean hundreds. And it's very overwhelming. And it's also overwhelming to see others, I don't want to cry during this part, but see others like passing away from the disease that I have. And you just don't know when it's going to happen. So I literally had to take a break from like seeing all these things online saying like, okay, I know what drugs I'm on. I know what chemo can do to you, and see people pass away from it. Like you don't even have a choice in the matter. And that's like so scary. So that in a nutshell is why I had to take a little break, because I needed to just like honestly pull back from everything I was doing and just like sleep and breathe and like de-stress and think about like what am I gonna do with my life for the rest of it. So, oh my God, I can't believe I'm crying right now. And I'm so emotional because of like all these changes with these damn drugs I'm on. Anyway, I hope you're laughing right now with me and not at me, because like this is just my real life. Anyway, so I wanted to talk to you today about the fear of letting go, and that has been like my biggest fear. Because I've been doing so much thinking and listening to so many podcasts and meditating so much more and reading so many more like inspirational books and, blogs and everything I can get my hands on to just make myself a better person so that I can be better for, you know, the next round of clients that I take on and the next, business moves that I'm going to be making. And I just want to be able to handle it all. And I'm very lucky now where the clients I do have, they know about my NMO, and they totally get like if I miss a deadline, which I haven't missed more than two. I think it's two. And I definitely make up for it like double, triple time. But and that's like my biggest pet peeve. Like, for example, the I Chose This Life series, which is the series is coming out pretty soon. I had to change the launch date twice because I was sick. And that is like the biggest pet peeve of mine is when I put dates out there. It's like I'm inconsistent. And that's all that I preach is like consistency is key. And I preach this to everybody, especially my clients. And it just doesn't make any sense when I'm the one that's like not following through. But I mean, my health is my number one. So I just have to suck it up and just go with the flow, and that's just life. So I had to change the date again. So I'm not releasing a date for a couple more weeks, but it's definitely still happening. I have 10 amazing women that I'm going to be interviewing, and you can find out more information about that on my website, KellyanneGorman.com. But what I really wanted to talk about today is the fear of letting go, because that is what I've been talking to myself about and really like writing more about in my journal over the last few weeks, because there's so much that you think about. Like if you get offline and there's no internet, just think about all the things that go through your mind and like all the projects you want to start working on or all the things you want to start fixing or all like your mind just starts to go into like overdrive, which for me is awful because then I want to like take on all these projects, which I can't even handle anymore. So I just journal out everything just to get it out of my system. And, you know, if I'm watching these inspirational videos on YouTube, they remind me of businesses and things that I've done in the past that make me like sad and upset. Like I wish I still had them because I put in years of like countless hours, like years of work to have it, which I no longer do anymore. But that's just lessons in life that you learned, and it's brought me to bigger and better places. But at the same time, like I keep going back to those places, like, why don't I have this? And I can't even like understand like not understand, because I do understand why I don't have them. And everything happens for a reason. And I've always believed that. And I was just on a call with a friend of mine, and she was talking about an interview process she was going through. And I kept telling her, like, don't get upset, because you know what, if it doesn't happen, you know, you can either look for a bigger and better job, or it just, everything happens for a reason. And maybe they didn't even make the decision yet. And, but anyway, I don't want to give out too much information on that, but I've always been a firm believer, and I always say this, that everything happens for a reason. But the fear of letting go for me is, it's really hard, because a lot of people always say, oh my God, they always say to me, oh my God, I don't know how you do it. Like, you do all these things, like, how do you do all of these things, you know, with the travel and all this? And I'm like, well, I used to do all of that. I offer it on my website if somebody were to contact me now, because I still have those contacts where if somebody needs a plane in 5 minutes, like, I can absolutely get that done for them. If they need a photo shoot or need to shoot a music video with the plane or a yacht, or book a yacht somewhere in Europe for like 2 weeks or whatever, like, absolutely, I can get that done. Am I pushing that out through social media? Am I sending a message that I'm still doing that? No, but if you go to my website, the options are still available. But that was my main focus in my career at one point of my life. But as my business has turned into more of a business coaching and consulting, I'm still working with people in those industries, but more of a consulting situation, because that's all I can handle. But for me, it's really hard to let go of not being able to do all of that, running around the Las Vegas Strip and running into properties and dealing with clients all the time. And I can't handle that right now. So the only, and it's really hard for me to let go of that. And I put a lot of pressure on myself because I can't do that, but I just need to, like, just let it go. As my, like, all, I'm so lucky to have such a close group of friends that support me in every single possible way that they could. And, just say, like, just let it go. Like, why, like, you know, they're my biggest supporters, and they're telling me to let it go. Like, you don't even want to do that anymore. Like, that gave you so much stress, and you can't even handle it. Like, what you can handle is this, not that. And so I've done a lot of soul searching over the last couple of weeks, and really was honest with myself, like, okay, Kelly, like, this is the time to just let it all go. Like, everybody is going through, like, you can't compare yourself to anybody online. What, like, if you're the same age, where your business is, like, where you are in life, like, how much money you have, where you're living, what type of house you have, like, any of that, because everybody has a different path that they're on. And, you just can't, like, if you're going to drive yourself nuts if you start to compare yourself to other people. So I've just taught myself a lot, and I've learned of, you know, taught myself a lot of lessons and learned a lot of lessons over the last 2 weeks about the fear of letting go and how I really don't want to live like that anymore. So I've let a lot of things go over the last couple of weeks, which has now turned into something bigger and better and something that I can handle. And something that I will be announcing in the next couple of weeks, which I'm really excited about. I'm downsizing a lot of things that I was working on so that I can enhance others and make them bigger and better. And that is also to include this podcast. I am involving, like I said, 10 amazing female entrepreneurs on the podcast for the I Chose This Life series in the next couple of weeks as well. That's going to start. And I just wanted to get my head into a, like, the right headspace for me. And I wanted to make sure that I can handle what I was, you know, preaching and pushing out through social media and coaching to my clients and just being there as somebody that works online and influencing other brands, that I can actually be that person that they can rely on. In the last few months, I feel like I was half there just because of everything I was going through. And I pushed so hard to get through everything I was going through with chemo every week, and I literally just ignored the fact that I was going through chemo and just like kept pushing through work, and then I literally just collapsed. I couldn't take it. I just, it's too much. Like, I needed to like take a physical, mental, and emotional break, like I said, and you need to allow yourself that chance to just let your body shut down, because you will go crazy, because I was literally at that point. So that's why I wanted to just come on today and just talk about the fear of letting go, and how I do have that fear of letting go, and how I am overcoming that fear. And I am letting go of a lot of things, because it doesn't make sense to hold on to something that isn't bringing any positivity into your life, or any income, or any other like positivity, or I can't even talk, anything else that matters that will just lift you up and make you a better person. And so when you visit my website over the next couple of weeks, you'll be seeing a lot of new changes, which I'm so happy about. I'm doing a lot of rebranding. I'm doing a lot of new coaching programs. And I think that's all I'm going to say about that. So I don't want to give away too much information. But I'm definitely letting go of a lot of really hard things that I've been working on. And that includes friendships. And it's really, really hard to let go of businesses and friendships that you've been working on for literally 20 years. And you just, it's time to let go, and you need to just walk away. Then that's what you need to do. And you shouldn't have to fight with yourself over your own brand, or fight with a friendship for that long when you're not getting anything in return. So whether it's monetary or friendship, like, it just doesn't make any sense, because you're going to dwell in the past, and that's not good to look in the past, because it's just going to make you a miserable person. And you need to just move on, look forward, be positive, be a happy, healthy, positive, and productive person, like I preach all the time, and what this Happy Workaholic podcast is all about. So I hope that you guys got a kick out of my little breakdown I had earlier, and I will be returning to social media shortly. Obviously, I will be posting this on my blog today, and then I'm going to post it on my Instagram stories, but that's it, because I do need a couple more weeks to work on this project that I will be launching very soon. And it's just going to be like my new lease on life. I need to just like move away from the past and look to the future and know what I can personally handle and how I can make everybody's business and brand better, as well as my own. And the only reason why I do what I do is because I love it, and I love helping other people. And whether it's helping them on a personal level or professional level, like, the reason why I have this podcast, the reason why I do business coaching, the reason why I train on LinkedIn is because I really love it. And if I didn't, I wouldn't be doing it. It's just like when I was doing makeup 16 years ago, well, for 16 years straight, like, I was absolutely obsessed with makeup. I still love it, yes. But now I'm working with makeup artists and improving their brand. So it just has moved me into a different path of my career, which I'm so appreciative of, and I still get to work with all these amazing people, and I'm so lucky that I get to be able to do that. Not a lot of people can say that they get to love, I mean, that they get to wake up every single morning and they absolutely love what they do, and they can choose their own schedule, and they can work when they want. And I'm extremely scheduled, so don't get me wrong. Like, I don't just like roll out of bed and like, maybe I'll work later. Like, I wake up and I have like a legit schedule. And if you follow me on Instagram stories at KK in Vegas, like, you'll definitely see that, because I post it like probably every morning. Well, I was when I was on social. So I'm going to actually start doing that like in a couple more weeks when I go live again. But I just at least wanted to come on and do a podcast and just talk about, again, like I said, letting go of the past and looking forward to the future. And that's really what I'm personally working on. And I'm going to be posting this episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast group on Facebook. So feel free to join in on our conversation there. That's probably the only place where I will be over the next couple of weeks on social. But again, you can always reach out to me via email at hello@kellyannegorman.com. And I can't wait to fill you guys in on everything else I'm doing. I'm definitely going to be doing another podcast next Friday. So I will have some more information regarding this big project that I've been working on over the last few weeks while I've been off social media. So I hope that you can tune into that. But until then, I will be working on that and just basically working on myself and everything that I'm setting up for my future. So I'd love to hear what you guys had to say, have to say about the fear of letting go, and if you've ever experienced any of this, or anything else that you'd like to share. So feel free to join us, like I said, in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, and I will talk to you all soon, and I hope that you guys have an awesome weekend. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKNVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@kellyannegorman.com. or visit my website at kellyannegorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.